702. SMS Weekend Breakfast on 31702.
So this is very good news. Climate change, as we know, is recognized as the major environmental problem facing the world. And yet there's still a lack of awareness and education around climate change. The Food and Trees for Africa and the African Climate Reality Project have created a compelling and powerful program to address climate literacy at high school level by empowering learners with values and attitudes to become active citizens. Bharati Tug joins us now from the Education Associate at Food and Tree, who is the Education Associate at Food and Trees for Africa. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Jane.
Tell us about
to the listeners.
Good morning back. Tell us a little bit about the curriculum and what the plans are.
All right. We have developed this curriculum together with Food and Trees for Africa and our Climate Reality Project. So what we have done as an organization is we understand with the climate crisis affecting people and communities across South Africa in very different ways. But much of the information that we receive incites more fear and anxiety. And therefore, we've taken the content from the existing syllabus, but we've enhanced the content and the subject matter that we've introduced into the curriculum and aligned it to the curriculum. So what this curriculum now does, it enhances climate literacy amongst our young learners. We want to train a new generation of South African youngsters who can then become our risk and response experts. And we're hoping with the knowledge that they gain through our training, will enable our country to start transitioning to renewables and follow some climate resilient paths maybe, and even become, aspire to a carbon neutral future.
How hard a sell has this been?
The process has been an intensive and long process because we wanted to present the content, which is often quite a complex concept, and introduce it at a level to our learners so that we can equip them with tools that they need to make informed decisions. So it was a lot of research, it was taking content which is relatable to the children, it gives them an opportunity to respond to what's happening, but from an empowered and educated perspective, Jane. So we want to build capacity. It's more about capacity building and then to understand that climate change is not merely an environmental issue. We don't want them to see it in isolation in terms of ice caps melting or a change in weather patterns. But what is the impact at local level? How do we understand this? There are statistics involved. There are homegrown stories that we can relate to.
So I know there's a school doing it already. It's called the Green School. It started off in Bali. There's one in South Africa. And what I love about this school, I mean, they take a whole lot of disciplines from other schools and they put it all together. They meld it. And they come up with this wonderful program that basically empowers children from the minute they walk through those doors about the environment, how they can get involved, how to make it sustainable, and how to become an entrepreneur. So how to think think smart, think business. And so that by the time you leave school, you can include this, you can incorporate it into everything you do. That's what we need to do.
Yes, that is important because the content that we have delivered actually adds value and enhances the school curriculum because the climate crisis and issues related to it is cross-curricular and multidisciplinary. So we've taken the content as much as it's very applied and affiliated to the subject of life orientation, but it can be used in your English lesson, in your natural sciences, in the geography. So here the learner has content that is being filtered into all the subjects, and it gives them the opportunity, like you were saying, to create entrepreneurs in space. Because we're going to be looking for, the country is going to be looking for individuals who can respond with innovation and technologies that are going to address these issues. So it gives an opportunity for career pathing because learners now understand the space. What are the dynamics in terms of the climate crisis? How do we mitigate the factors that are happening to us? Therefore, when we took the content, Food and Trees for Africa and the African Climate Reality Project on board, we worked in the education arena. We worked in climate action and environmental sustainability, policy development over 3 decades now. And we've taken this expertise that we have and developed a holistic approach. And and we introduced it in a very integrating and compelling and powerful literacy program. And we think that once the schools take this on, we'll have a different skill set that will start to develop within our learners.
Mm. And success for you, what will that look like?
We would like to see the program rolled out throughout all secondary schools in South Africa. And why this is so important as well, in addition to the empowerment of learners, the program that we have developed is based on, it's seen through 5 different lenses. We're looking at it through youth empowerment, we're looking at it through community, gender, civil society, and journalism, and how these impact on climate justice. Mm-hmm. It's based on local issues, Jane. So it's high priority around what is happening in specific communities. And then the change response will start off at grassroots levels. So that is what we want to see. But more importantly, that we unpack this curriculum with teachers and empower and upskill our teachers as well. So therefore, we worked with the South African Council of Educators, and we had this program, this training program, accredited. So teachers that attend our training will receive continuous professional and training development points.
Tell us about some of the documentaries that are out there that are part of the program that possibly we could start watching.
All our documentaries are available on YouTube, on Not On Our Soil documentary series. And these, for example, the youth series is filmed in Cape Town. And it relates, or it works with youth that are involved, who now understand what climate change is about, how it impacts on their communities directly. And then the other one on civil society, which was filmed in the Durban South Basin, which relates to environmental issues, the impact of industries on the community. There's statistics, there are stories from children to adults and the impact that has happened in their lives. On the one on gender, climate change impacts gender. Majority of our rural communities, where the ladies are reliant upon to collect water, with the scarcity and the drought, they have to then travel further upstream to collect water. And then this creates vulnerability for them, where they are exposed to external risks. There's rape, harassment. So these are the issues that are coming through our documentary series and then related to lesson plans and action by the learners.
It's incredible, isn't it, how little we actually do know what's happening out there, not actually that far from us.
Yes, and even the aspect of journalism. How do we create critical thinkers? We want learners to become critiqued. Look at case studies. We present case studies in the resource materials that we share with schools. Learners read various articles. There's a series, or there's a host of news that is considered fake news. How do we create this awareness in our learners to read with discernment? So these are the factors that we considered when the curriculum was developed.
Mm. And if parents want to get involved, what should they start doing?
When get involved at school level, whether you create a community group, For example, you may identify an area of vacant spaces, spaces that are being littered or there's dumping. We can start clearing up. Liaise with organizations that support greening initiatives. Start off with planting of trees. Focus on one's own food security. Start a homestead garden. Or you can even start a campaign in your community. For example, a few years back, when Cape Town was reaching day zero, it was a collective of the community that came together. It was the spirit of Ubuntu that ensured that day never arrived, because the response was done collectively. Even our learners, through the process of training, are taught how to start a campaign, how to target audiences where you get a positive response, be it your municipalities, be it the councillor, or the higher powers in one's community.
How much time are you giving yourselves and schools and government to get this out there? What's the timeline?
We're hoping by the mid-year next year, we have reached every single province in the country. We've commenced with Western Cape already. We have one scheduled for KZN in April. So how it will work is teachers are invited to our training programs. They will then be trained how to unpack the curriculum, take it back to the learners, because the curriculum itself has lesson plans for the teachers. So it minimizes the work on, it doesn't become an extracurricular activity, it's within the curriculum. So we have the lesson plans, we have teacher notes, we have learner activity books, links to our docu-series, and there's presentation notes. So it makes the life of a teacher much easier to implement this. We are communicating and working with departments of education throughout the other provinces. And once we get the go-ahead to engage with the teachers, we're going full steam with the program.
Well, very good to have you with us, Bharati Tag.